When Mike McGinn ran for office in 2009, he campaigned on the promise of high-speed internet for all of Seattle. But once elected, he struggled to implement anything close to that. 4 years later, McGinn still presides over a city of internet haves and have-nots. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
John Van Oppen says clicking through the New York Times website should be a blissful and instantaneous process, as it is from his Belltown office.
Nothing basically takes more than half a second to render the whole page.
Van Oppen is the founder of Condo Internet, a fiber optic internet provider that serves condo and apartment buildings in downtown Seattle. The firm offers packages with internet speeds up to 20 times faster than typical homes receive via cable or DSL. Van Oppen says it's addictive.
I have a fair number of friends who live in buildings we service who would only move to other buildings we service simply because, you know, they're programmers at Google, they're at those sorts of types of jobs, which are exactly what's growing in Seattle. And, you know, they want the service they have at their office at home.
Those customers could be considered the internet haves of Seattle, but it's only 4 miles to Beacon Hill, a land of the have-nots. Dave Showalter is one of those, and not for lack of a tech-savvy job. He works for Boeing, making things work in the computer world between the company and its global business partners. Showalter says Boeing is happy to let him work from home, and so is he, except when his internet service conks out.
And if the speed that day isn't up to what I need to do the job, then I kind of either try to talk them through it or I need to get up, get in the car, and drive to a location that allows me to do the work I need.
If that happens, he heads to his office in Bellevue, where he gets better service. So what happened to McGinn's pledge for widespread broadband service? Even before McGinn was running for office, the city's Technology Advisory Board issued report after report on the need to improve internet service in Seattle.
So they recommended the city's goal should be a fiber-to-the-premise network, fiber optic cable to every home and business in Seattle.
That's Bill Schreier, former chief technology officer for Seattle under Greg Nichols and McGinn. He says the reports were clear on the economic benefits of broadband, but not on how to provide it. Mayor McGinn says he liked the concept of a city utility for broadband, but soon concluded that Seattle couldn't afford it.
What we found was that was, you know, somewhere in the $700 million capital lift would have been required for us to build out the infrastructure. And then we would have, we would have to go borrow that.
So in 2012, McGinn sought a change in city law that would allow private internet companies to lease the city's existing 500 miles of fiber optic cable and make the physical connections to homes and businesses from there. McGinn says he's happy with what he accomplished in his first term.
I'm very excited about where we are with broadband because it was a really open, a lot of cities have been trying to crack this problem of how do we get fiber optic cable. You know, the fact of the matter is that the incumbent internet providers are not upgrading their networks at the pace and speed that the users would love to see.
The city took proposals, then announced a partnership with Gigabit Squared, an economic development corporation. The firm is currently negotiating a contract with the city to bring broadband to businesses and residents in 14 neighborhoods. One of the first will be Seattle's University District. As company president Mark Ansbury strolls through the U District, he points out manhole covers that say fiber optic on them. His firm hopes to extend those lines to nearby businesses and apartment buildings.
A lot of students, a lot of professors, live in the area. And they go away from the campus and they go home and they can't get access to the same level of services.
But back on Beacon Hill, Dave Showalter says Gigabit's near-term plans do not include his street.
Now they're talking a lot about Gigabit, which I think is good, and I support that. The problem is it's not going to come anywhere near my neighborhood for many years. So that's not a solution in the near term. So while I still support that, I think people should have some options.
For Showalter, those options should also include better service from one of Seattle's original internet providers, CenturyLink. CenturyLink officials would like that too, but they say the notorious Seattle process has stymied it. Seattle requires the approval of a high percentage of local residents before structures can be placed on public rights of way. CenturyLink has canceled dozens of upgrades in Seattle because the property owners couldn't be reached to meet that rule. That could change under a pilot project that would make it easier for CenturyLink to make those upgrades. So what's the prognosis for broadband in all of Seattle? Most residents will continue to have a choice only between the slower speeds offered by Comcast and CenturyLink. Briar Dudley covers technology for the Seattle Times. He says McGinn's pledge was not backed up by any bold moves.
That was McGinn's promise when he ran for election, was broadband for all. And that's not at all what we're getting. We're getting broadband for a very, very teeny, teeny sliver of Seattle.
Dudley says utilities were forced to provide service to every resident in the U.S. because lights and telephone service were seen as essential services. While many people now see internet service as equally vital, internet providers don't want those stringent requirements. Dudley says Seattle's deal could allow private sector partners to cherry-pick the most lucrative customers or neighborhoods and exclude those harder to serve.
So if you're way out in the far corners of the city, this probably isn't going to touch you because Seattle gave up on that plan.
Still, some parts of Seattle are getting a little more competitive. In March, Comcast announced plans to increase internet speeds and reduce its rates. Gigabit Squared will start taking customers this fall. Condo internet is expanding into other high-density neighborhoods like Ballard and plans to cut prices for its fastest service. And if Dave Showalter gets his way, CenturyLink will be able to upgrade its service on Beacon Hill. So, you know that little dotted circle that drives you crazy while you're waiting for a video to stream? It could appear a little less often in the Seattle of the future. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.